I begin with Kripa or Kripa Baskaran, I'm going to guess, and from Brookfield, and the first reader is...
Iris.
Iris, perfect. Your time starts now, Iris.
I thought that Kripa seemed to be a very well-versed in the style of singing, Carnatic music, since a child. So I think they really both delve into what their relational ties are to the cultural music that they are performing. And I like that she noted that she's still on a journey of, like, perfecting her own sound, knowing that, like, you can never be the most perfect, I guess, at one certain thing, but definitely working towards that. And then the relationship between the two seems to be a very good mentorship opportunity for the younger singer. And then I think that, I mean, with the amount of time that they're going to take working together. But I do see that they're both going to take lessons from a master class, and I had questions about that, I guess. Or what that will look like.
And I just wanted to make sure this is, Vinitha's is the Carnatic music. This you're thinking of Kripa's the dance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Dance. Okay. 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 I thought that.
Yeah.
Right. One apprentice. Sorry. So say that again. The concern that they'd both be taking a.
Wait a second. I think I'm looking at the wrong one. Yeah. My bad. Okay. The dancing. Right. So I also think yes. This one. Right. The relationships that they hold to. I think. Yeah, I'm focusing how the art form is over 2,000 years old, and that she's been learning since a very young age, and then similarly, the apprentice has definitely expressed their, I guess, emotional everything tied to the art form, which I think is really neat and needed.
Okay. Hi, Echo, you're the second reader on that one.
So I found this application the strongest in the batch, I opinion. And then that because the master was able to analyze the apprentice's skills, and she identified what skills she should acquire in order for her to get to the next higher level, and she articulated all that by selecting one specific dance that includes all the features that she needs to learn in order for her to be able to perform. So that shows that the master is a great teacher, being able to analyze what apprentice needs, and then she specifically selected some specific goal for this period. So I thought that was great. That's it.
Okay. Other thoughts on this application?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I do this a lot, but I'm always curious if this Indian classical form of dance is considered a traditional folk dance. I recognize that there is often overlap, but I think we need to be aware that ethnic doesn't necessarily mean traditional. So that's always something that mm-hmm. I'm wondering about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also unclear if the apprentice, what her cultural and ethnic background is. I saw she was born in Russia. And I could, yeah. It seemed to come up in other places, but there were a couple of places where she said that she looks forward to engaging with the Indian community, which made me wonder how engaged she already is. Again, that's not to say that that's necessarily a bad thing, but just something that I noticed. I also really appreciated the work plan with the goals, but the public presentation seemed almost too ambitious to me. there was going to be a final presentation that was going to bring in. I guess this is where it was just unclear, I suppose. It says Indian community in Milwaukee, Mequon, Brookfield, Milwaukee, New Berlin, Heartland, Menominee Falls, West Allison, Germantown will be helping with the publicity of the final presentation. And I guess I was just confused if that meant that they were just going to be informed and, you know, doing a little bit of outreach, which I think is not too ambitious and actually very smart, or if they were going to be more engaged with that. But otherwise, I thought this was a pretty solid one.
Yeah, very similar comments to, I think it's very clear, the master artist's extensive background and her expertise in this kind of work. So that was very clear. That gave me assurance, knowing that, you know, she was the quality of her work and how thorough she's going to be in mentoring this person through. Again, based on the apprentices' answers, again, with teachers, we kind of read in between the lines, but I did read in between that she was mixed and that this is sort of a returning to that portion of her heritage, right? And so I read it that way. I think the work samples definitely helped. Like, I watched all of these, and it was clear once I saw the work samples. I was like, oh, okay, this is, I have limited background in this type of art, and so it was the work samples definitely helped with that. Let's see, my weakness. So my only area was the category of urgency. I mean, I don't know that it's,
yeah,
you know, that there's enough evidence in the application that it's an endangered art form, or that it's, I mean, to your question before about that overlap, right? And so that part just wasn't quite clear to me, and that's minimal, but that was my only weakness.
Josh, comments on this one?
Yeah, I agree with what's been said so far. I think this is a solid application. I think there's a larger conversation that's always interesting about Bharatanatyam, about relating to whether, yeah, is it traditional art or classical art or both, and I think the answer is both, which just it makes an interesting art form to score in this type of grant category. And so, like, for example, with the master artist, I would have liked to hear a little bit more about their learning experience, how they learned the art form. She focuses on how she actually has a master's degree in the art form, how she teaches university level courses on the dancing, and so she really focused on the way that she's perceived as a master of the art form by, like, the academic community. So I would have liked to hear more from her, more about how she's perceived as a master of the art form by like her cultural community on more of a grassroots level. I don't know. So it's just sort of that distinction between the being recognized by cultural community or by the academic world, and both is great. But I would just like to have a little more clarity on that. And then, like, Marcus and May were talking about the cultural background of the apprentice. At first, I was a little unsure, but then, like May said, I was sort of able to read between the lines, and I think it sounds like she's pretty devoted to it and a good fit for learning the art form. So, overall, I thought it was a strong application.
Can I throw in for future applications?
Yeah,
I think
please.
It'd be useful to hear a little bit more about the future plans of the apprentice, especially because she is quite young. And I know that's hard, and we're obviously not going to, like, keep her to whatever, but just hearing a little bit more of that, I think, would be a little bit useful.
So ethnic identity is Asian and white, so I'm guessing that she's mixed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that the traditional versus classic, it comes up in every state, I think,
yeah.
And from what I've seen, this art form is funded pretty regularly in lots of states,
yeah.
But I think it's a It's a great question.
What's one of those things that you wonder, should it be traditional and ethnic arts?
Exactly.
Apprenticeship. Yeah. But I'm good with it, so.